Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's just lift our hands to heaven. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you that he is our host into the unseen realm. Father, I thank you that the word of God is working. I thank you that the word is working. Holy Ghost, have your way in this service and our time together. I thank you that each word that is spoken, Father, that it's like apples of gold in the name of Jesus. Father, revelation light to every heart. Hallelujah. Father, I decree and I declare that Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord in their life. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord over every situation, over every circumstance. We declare your lordship right now. Ha, 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 ha. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, y'all don't want to sit down? You can have a seat. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Joni. I sure do like you so much. I'm so grateful for the gift of God on her life. And you know, she's a pastor and a prophet. What a powerful combo. You know what I love about the Holy Spirit is he's multifaceted. And he comes with gifts. And you know, God loves you so much, he just didn't give you Jesus. Jesus, you're all I need. Well, yeah, Jesus is all you need, but you need something else. You need the Holy Ghost. God loves you so much, he gave you Jesus, and he loves you, right? When he left, he said, I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm not going to leave you comfortless. So he sent you the Holy Ghost. Well, I got the Holy Ghost. That's all I need. Well, yeah, you need the Holy Ghost for sure. But you know what? You need a pastor. In Ephesians, it says he gave gifts to men. Well, I thought all I need is Jesus. All I need is the Holy Ghost. No, you need a pastor. And I know a lot of you, this is your home church. If this is your home church, wave your hand real high. Praise God. Praise God. But, you know, you've got to stay plugged in to that anointing of the gift of God that he set over you. Because in that anointing, hey, there's a flow. And it can, you know, if you just get New Braunfels. When I was a kid, my daddy took us there and we went down the river. And you know, if you just get in the flow, sometimes you just, it'll carry you. Sometimes if you could just get here. And so you're here this morning and you're in the right place. Amen. So, Father, I thank you that my preaching and my teaching this morning is not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but it's in demonstration. There's a demonstration. There's a demonstration. There's a demonstration. Father, stirring in the minds of the hearers the most holy emotions. Holy emotions. Do you know women? We're known for a lot of things besides big hair and makeup. Sometimes it could be said, well, you know, women, they're so emotional. You know, there are holy emotions. God wants you to have holy emotions. But you don't know what kind of emotions you're supposed to have until you get in the Word. That's why I emphasized so much last night about taking your soul and submitting it to the tutelage of the Holy Spirit with the Word of God. The Word of God is the only thing that can anchor your soul and hold you steady and make you steady, unchangeable, unshakable in times of trouble. And trouble comes to everybody. You ain't got to believe God for it. Right? It's going to come. But what are you going to do? So I just had in my heart this morning, I said, Holy Ghost, you know what these women need. What do you want me to say? What do you want me to do? And he said, share your testimony. And you know, I heard Pastor Nancy say, and John Osteen said, you know what? My testimony is not special to me. In my story, you're going to hear your story. So, you know, I said a little bit last night, I haven't always been a woman of God. But when I was 17, I rededicated my life to the Lord. And I got so on fire for God. I mean, that first night after I rededicated my life to the Lord in my bed, I had an unquenchable thirst and desire for the Word of God. And then my mother had all of Brother Copeland and all Brother Hagin's library. And so the Lord said, go in there to your mom's bookshelf and get a book. I thought, oh, what books are in there? And I look and I pulled out a book. It was a Brother Hagin book. And that first night I read the whole book, cover to cover. I was so hungry. Every night I would read a book, read a book, read a book. I was so hungry for the things of God. So actually before I went to Rhema, I had already read all of Brother Hagin's books. But when I got to Rhema, you know, I'm on fire. Who in here is on fire? Wave your hands. It's a faith and fire conference. But you got to keep your fire stirred up. So I went to Rhema after I did a little bit of college and university, and then I went to Bible school. And when I got to Bible school, I mean, I'm ready to go. You know, because I'm going to graduate from here, I'm going to be on TBN. Tammy Faye's lashes are nothing compared to mine. But while I was at school, I got a bad boyfriend. Nobody in here has that same testimony, I'm sure. But praise God, I got me the right one because I waited. But we'll get to that in a minute. So because of a wrong relationship to something that looked good, smelled good, looked like God, but it wasn't God. The Holy Ghost wasn't in it. And so through this relationship, all of a sudden, I had opened a door to the enemy. Some of you, the Holy Ghost might tell you, close the door to that relationship. It could be a bad girlfriend, a bad boyfriend. If you married, it's not your husband. Stay married. You don't get to trade him in for 220s. No, you don't want somebody else you got to train. Keep the one you got. But during this time, I had had a bad boyfriend. It was not the will of God for my life. He was not my husband, even though he was at Bible school. You know, everybody doesn't come to church and Bible school for the same reasons you do. You know, I used to say God delivered me from Satan, but the Lord told me not to call him that anymore. You ever feel like you went out with the devil? You're like, what in the name of Jesus happened to you? But through this bad relationship, I opened a door to the devil, to depression. Now, I was already kind of back and forth with that. Y'all are hearing this a struggle? You ain't got to struggle anymore with depression. But through this ungodly relationship, he had something weird operating in his life that wasn't the Holy Ghost. It was the Spirit, but it wasn't the Holy Spirit. So anyway, when I broke up with him, I was so sad. Because, you know, I'm coming to Rhema. I'm going to meet my husband and go from here to the nations. I'm going to be on TBN. Right? So through this one night, I was laying in my bed feeling sorry for myself. I was quiet. Now, nobody in here has ever felt sorry for yourself before. Not one person. Feeling sorry for myself. You know, anytime you start to feel sorry for yourself, be sure to know it's the devil. And you don't have to yield to it. But you know, I was so spiritual. You know what I was doing? I was in my bed in a fetal position crying. Feeling sorry for myself, so sad and so depressed. And I wanted to die. I'm at Bible school. Training for the will and the plan of God for my life. And I was sad and depressed and wanted to die. And I could remember, you know, I called my mama. You know, sometimes your mom is the only one that wants to hear that same story again and again. And so I called my mom, I'm so sad. You know, and I went through the whole thing again. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. She listened to me, I guess, for about 45 minutes. It was like a telenovela. I'm shocked that... Yes, yes, it's true. I'm sure you can't imagine me being that dramatic. But after about 45 minutes or so, my mom let me carry on. And it's a miracle the neighbors didn't call the police on me because I was like, So my mom listened to me at the end. She said, Melissa, you better get a hold of yourself. Because if you don't, I'm going to come up there and get you. And it's not going to be good. And then, bam, hung up the phone on me. I thought, quit crying for a minute. And I thought, well, fine, I'll just cry by myself. Now, you can laugh about it now, but when you're in the midst of that, it seems dark. And you can't see your way out in the natural. But you're not limited to natural abilities. It says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to pull down strongholds. And the strongholds in your mind. Because you've been letting your mind go to places it shouldn't be going. So anyway, I was laying there feeling sorry for myself with some dirty pajamas and sweatshirt. Had my hair in a Pentecostal honey bun. You know what I'm talking about. Because you got to look the part when you're sad, when you're depressed. I mean, I think I had a little food on my shirt. I mean, I was in agreement with this whole thing I was doing. And I was in a fetal position in my bed. And I said on the inside of my heart, I said, Lord. What? No, really, I was crying. But on the inside, I just said to the Lord in my heart, Lord, how did I ever get here? You know, because I was saying it in a pitiful voice to him. Lord, how did I ever get here? Because I came to Bible school so on fire. Some of you may have come to this church so on fire. Some of you might have started before COVID so on fire. And you just give way to the circumstances. And so through my crying and carrying on, I heard the Spirit of God on the inside of me said, words. I thought, no, Lord, how did I get here? How did I get so down and things so bad? He said, words. And I was like, well, Lord, how am I ever going to get out of this from where I am to where I used to be in you? He said, words. So I'm laying there in my fetal position, crying, carrying on. And I was so oppressed in my mind. And then on the inside, after I heard this Holy Spirit say, words is how you got in and words are how you got out. He said, get out of your bed and start acting like you're free. I didn't look free. I didn't feel free. And nothing in the natural had changed for me. My outfit was still dirty. My breath was probably still stinky. But the Holy Ghost said, get out of your bed and start acting like you're free. I didn't look free. I didn't feel free. So I get out of my bed. I was in a fetal position. And so I stand in a fetal position next to my bed. And then the Holy Ghost said, say, thank you, Jesus, I'm free. I thought, now why in the name of Jesus would I say thank you, Jesus? I don't feel free, don't look free. What's that about? He said, say thank you, Jesus, I'm free. So this is how I did it. I'm going to just do a demo. Thank you, Jesus, I'm free. And the Holy Ghost on the inside. You know, sometimes the Holy Ghost, he's a gentleman, but he'll talk straight to you. He said, say it again. I go, thank you, Jesus, I'm free. And I didn't feel any different. I was still oppressed in my mind. I felt sad. I felt sorry for myself. And I still thought my life's not worth living. Now, how do you go from being so fired up and going to Bible school to fulfill the call of God on your life for the nations to now you're in the bed crying and want to die and kill yourself? I wasn't taking authority over my thoughts. So the Holy Ghost said, say it again. I was like, man, he's tough. I can't hold on free. So I kept saying that and kept saying that and kept saying that for about 5 or 10 minutes. I don't know how long it was. I didn't say anything else. I didn't look free. I didn't feel free. But after a few minutes, I was in it. Because if you'll speak the word, see, the Holy Ghost in the book of Genesis, he was hovering. He was waiting on the word of God. The Holy Ghost in your life, he's waiting for you to speak words of life. So that he has something that he can attach to instead of you just speaking death all the time and demons to try to attach himself to bring those words of death to pass in your life. But when you speak the word of God, the Holy Ghost takes hold together with you. And he performs that word in your life. So as I kept saying it and kept saying it and kept saying it, then the Holy Ghost took hold together with me and the power of God hit me. I said, thank you, Jesus. I'm free. Because he said, because he told me to dance. Act like you're free. Okay, thank you, Jesus. I'm free. And he said, stand up. Thank you, Jesus. I'm free. And as I kept saying that, because the word is true, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And then the Holy Ghost said, don't say, I'm already free. I'm not trying to get free. That's a word for somebody in here. You're already free. You're not trying to get free. You're already healed. You're not trying to get healed. You've just got to act on it. So as I was saying that, and I was having corresponding action, then the Holy Ghost, and I was going, thank you, Jesus, I'm free. I'm not trying to get free. I already am free. And when the Holy Ghost hit me, when the Holy Ghost, see, the Holy Ghost is going to come on some of you even now as I'm talking. That heaviness, that depression, that fear, that mental torment, it's lifting from you now in the name of Jesus. Oppression in any form, from a darkness, sadness, a dark cloud of depression, I command it to leave now in the name of Jesus. And as I said, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I'm not trying to get free, I already am free. The Holy Ghost hit me and I started going, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, I'm free. I'm not trying to get free. And my voice changed. See, sometimes you gotta get louder than the devil. But she's so loud. And Pastor Joe, yeah, that's not really my personality. You know what? I had to learn to change my personality to get in agreement with the word. And you don't have to be loud all the time and boisterous to get things done. But when you're at home and you're fighting some things, you need to get loud. You got to get louder than the pain in your back. You're going to have to get louder than your bank account screaming at you, there's not enough, there's not enough. No, my God shall supply. He's my supplier. I always have more than enough. I'm not out there looking for blessing. Blessing's looking for me. I'm not out there looking for money. Money's looking for me. I'm a money magnet. Now see the difference? But you've got to get radical. And you know, I love it. As Pastor Joni was singing and exhorting earlier in the service, she was exhorting us to sing in tongues. And when we first met the other day, I said, you sing, don't you? And she said, yeah. And I was thinking, I said, well, you know, I sing too. And you know what? I've never had any vocal training. I don't even know what key I sing in. And I used to lead the music at Eagle Mountain. And they had to get me somebody that was so awesome. He would tell me what key I'm singing in and make chord charts. I didn't even know what a chord chart was. But do you know how I learned to sing? Because I was so oppressed in my mind as a young girl at Bible school, I knew I could sing to him until the presence of God would fill my apartment. Now, the Holy Ghost is already in me, but it says in his presence is fullness of joy. And so I would just begin to sing to him. How? By faith. It looked dark, and it was dark. I would just begin to sing to him and sing to him. Lord, I love you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I praise you. See, some of you got to get radical and start doing that yourself at home. Coming to church and doing it's great. I love it that she made this afternoon session. It is a session. It's an invitation to the supernatural in your life for you to come. Hallelujah. and to access meso proche kinda esto sopraida, places in God you've never been before. But as you press in by faith and you begin to speak in tongues, sing in the spirit, praise and worship, make your mouth do its duty. Your mouth is not for communication, it's for creation. That's how I got my husband. I must have prayed him out in tongues though, because he's got a lot of things I didn't know to ask for. And I waited until I was 45 to get married. And I had 3 opportunities to marry the wrong person. But thank God I was submitted in the house of God. And I submitted those relationships to my spiritual authority. It protected me from marrying the wrong person. And that's a word for somebody in here. The Holy Ghost, he'll set you up for success. But you got to start saying what he's saying. You got to submit your mind to the word. You got to wash your mind with the word. And you know what? When I was 22, I thought I was ready for everything. I wasn't ready for y'all when I was at Rhema. I wasn't even ready for him. But see, the Holy Ghost, because he has a futuristic ministry, he's going to get you ready. And so if you'll start acting on the word right now, so that you can, by faith, step by step, access more and more. Because see, God, everything in God is more. It's from glory to glory. You don't have to stop where you're at. There is more in him. There's more in him. So as I begin to worship and rejoice, that spirit of heaviness left me. And actually, as I was rejoicing, as the Holy Ghost came on me and I was going, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, I'm free. I'm not trying to get free. I already am free. I had like a little mini vision in my heart. That happens to me a lot now when I'm ministering. I'll see things like on a, and in this mini vision, I saw there were like 2 little imp demons on my bed, on my pillows, on each side where I was laying going, I just want to die. My life's over there. And as I begin to rejoice and praise God and say, thank you, Jesus, I'm free. I'm not trying to get free. I already am free. Those 2 little demons jumped off my bed and flew out my window. And I said, that's right. And don't you ever come back. You are not a victim. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. In every arena of their lives, make this applicable to them. Even with your children, those people that I ministered to last night, I believe that same grace that was on my mom to stand and pray for me in agreement with the word of God came on you as a mother. And that what the Lord did in me, he's doing in your children. So, you know what? It makes you glad. It makes you happy and not sad. Some of you, a breakthrough would just be like, show me your teeth. And you're like, well, I ain't got any. That's okay. Let me see your gums. There's more. There's more. There's more. There's more. But you're going to have to be aggressive in your faith by believing and speaking. Amen. Believing and speaking. If you just act on the word, there's nothing that's impossible.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
God's word has integrity, but do we have integrity?
Preach.
Integrity is when what you say and what you do agree. So I can have, you know, mentally, well, you know, the word of God says this, but I don't do anything about it. I don't speak it and I don't act on it. I could have laid in my bed and go, well, you know, I know other people, they're free and the word says. No, I had to begin to put it in my mouth and then put action in agreement with what the Spirit of God was saying. So I want you to, even today and through the rest of these sessions with Pastor Joni, she's getting ready to get up. Hallelujah. Release your faith and respond. You know, last night, as I was telling a little bit of my testimony, the lady and I started talking about children. She responded. She responded by faith. It was like, hey, that's for me. That's my kids. You can respond. You're not going to make us nervous. We got the microphone. And even without it, she and I are both louder than you. Hallelujah.